It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Utah wildlife officers share video of a flying deer.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Thank you, Warren.
And yes, Warren Strong. Well.
Nom Nom with a chuckle.
Yeah,
well, yeah, Warren's proud he knows all the words.
Yeah, I am.
You have no idea. He likes to talk along with the jingles and the stuff. That's fine.
He does.
I wonder what's wrong.
He really does.
No, you're just enjoying life.
I like to think so.
I'd rather have someone who might have an occasion to be borderline annoying.
Borderline?
Well, I said occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Right, Bruce? Bruce, you know him better than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But he's fun to be around.
Well,
he has a great look at life.
Right.
He's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Has a great heart and soul.
Yes.
Give me 100 of those.
Right.
And zero of should we all point at Monty?
Yeah. No, don't point at me. That's not fair.
It's just not fair.
I'm a genuinely positive person.
I know you are. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Okay,
knock
Kevin.
It off, Jay.
Okay,
sick
Kevin.
Of
well,
I'm sorry.
We remember back in July, it was supposed to be the big event of the summer. Mike Tyson was going to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was there was all the talk about it. Everything was, you know, this is going to be huge, but it had to get postponed because Mike had that ulcer.
Yeah.
Had the issue on the plane, remember, the whole deal, and they had to get him medical help, and it turned out to be an ulcer. And so at 60 years old, they said, yeah, Mike, you better take care of this before you go in there and have some guy punch you over and over.
Right, yeah.
So took care of stuff, and now the fight is scheduled for, do we remember the date that it is scheduled for?
I don't remember, no.
November 15th,
okay? All right.
November 15th, it'll air on Netflix.
Ooh,
but
I'm excited.
Because there's been extra time, they've decided, well, you know what we should do? We've had all this extra time with these guys. We might as well do a little docu-series where we follow them around or whatever ahead of the fight. So now there's going to be 3 episodes of Paul versus Tyson that will start on, like, November 7th, the week before.
Oh.
And they'll run 3 different episodes of it and get you ready for the fight.
Man, that's
Warren, did you really say you were excited for it?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
You are.
Yeah.
Are you a boxing fan, or you just want to, or this in this case?
Probably in this case. You know, certain fights, yeah.
Sure, okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
I did not know that.
Did you say it was live on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The fight, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It needs to be live, I think. That would be a bummer if it wasn't.
Yeah, that's a weird, I don't know how that deal got signed, but does Netflix do a lot of live sports?
I didn't think so.
They have done a few things, right? Well, the roast of Tom Brady was a live deal. That was one of the first times they had done something live, I think.
That's a big week for TV. Like, Yellowstone comes back after all the delays on November 10th, and then November 15th is the Tyson and Jake Paul fight. I mean, that's a pretty big week. I mean, obviously it sweeps, you know, when the ratings are really focused on by television. That's why November has a lot of the shows, like the CMA Award show. That's also during sweep. So big week for viewing. Big 10 days anyway.
Now, question for you. Warren, that surprises me the most that you were interested in it. Because I didn't think you cared about boxing. You didn't like a lot of boxing. And I just didn't know that would be your thing.
Well, it's kind of it depends on who's boxing. You know, kind of follow them. I mean, Mike Tyson, when he was young, I mean, he was just about indestructible.
Well, plus, Warren, when you were younger, boxing was like, you know, was a big TV sport.
Yeah, my dad and my grandpa watched it
absolutely
all the time.
And it was, you know, back when there was 3 channels, they would have the big fight. It was like, you know, a big Saturday afternoon boxing match. It was so normal to have a boxing match where they now have like a football game. You know, it really was, and there wasn't, you know, 5 million channels to search for. It was on regular TV. Like, you know, hey, ABC tonight, Muhammad Ali takes on Joe Frazier. And it was just what you did.
A legit sport.
Yeah, you watched, everybody watched boxing, I think, growing up for a very long time.
Yeah, so, I would love to watch that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And are you rooting for the old man, I'm assuming?
I kind of am, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, The other guy,
think any guy over the age of 50 is like, beat him up, Tyson. Us old guys can still do it.
Yeah, you young punk.
Well, yeah, and the other guy is, he's a darn good boxer, but he's arrogant, and I guess that's kind of normal for somebody like them.
Yeah, it just drives you crazy.
Kind of like Muhammad Ali was.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Or Cassius Clay, if you want to call him that.
I don't, but I'm glad you do.
But I mean, I'm very interested to see how he does.
Yeah, it could be, it's intriguing.
Yeah.
Bruce, in or out?
I won't watch it.
You won't watch it, but you don't mind hearing about it?
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Sure. Monty, will you watch it? You have Netflix?
Yes, I do, and probably won't watch it, but we'll wait to hear what happens.
Yeah, you'd be interested enough to know the outcome?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, I think it's one that I feel like my son and his buddies will all be into it.
Same.
It's one I could see us all watching together.
Yeah, for sure, Kevin. Same deal with... I mean, they obviously are Jake Paul fans, and they're...
Are they?
I don't think they're necessarily rooting against Tyson. I think they just want to see what's happening.
Yeah.
Because how old's Jake Paul?
28.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
And Tyson is 60?
Wow.
Yes, and Mike is 60.
Wow.
Wow.
And I mean, Jake Paul is huge right now.
Yeah, he's gigantic.
He is so
it's
big.
Insane. I heard that when they go ding, 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 and they come to the middle and they touch gloves.
Yeah.
I heard that Tyson's going to yell, "Get off my lawn!"
I like that.
It is his lawn. Nice.
It is his lawn.
Don't get him that old guy angry, though. You could be in big trouble, Jake Paul.
Hey, there's something to be said about dad strength. I'm just saying.
For sure,
there is.
See, I just come up to him, I just bite his ear, if nothing else. I just bite his ear, I punch him in the face, I don't care. I do whatever, I throw punch him. You know you're not supposed to do that. I headbutt him. I'll smash my tattoo face right into his face. I don't even care. I'll just do whatever I want to do. I'll step on his foot.
It's perfect.
I'll kick him. I can do kickboxing. I can do regular boxing. I can do all the boxing. Sometimes I wrap boxes, for Christmas and stuff. I'll do presents. I'll tear him open like a Christmas present.
Okay. I can't add to that. I just can't.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
You know it only takes 5 pounds of pressure to pull an ear off?
You know it takes 5 pounds of pressure to pull an ear off? Seriously. I can pull it off of my pinky, but I can't get to my pinky because I got gloves on. We said
Mike,
boxing,
what are you gonna do?
We said boxing mittens. It should be called mittens. It's not really a glove. There's no fingers in it. It's a boxing mitten. Who called them a glove? That doesn't make any sense. There's no fingers. Boxing glove. So stupid. It's a boxing mitten.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Most people don't think about that.
But most people aren't me.
What do you think it's gonna? I mean, if he hits you. Really hard. How do you think you're going to handle that?
It doesn't matter if I'm 60 years old or not. I'll shake it off. He looks like a little punk. A little 28-year-old. I got underwear older than he is. Stupid. Shouldn't even be a fight. I'm going to whoop him.
Yeah, whoop him. I hope so, Mike.
He probably smells worse than my 30-year-old underwear. I don't even know why he's in the ring with me.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm rooting for you.
Also, are you wearing a helmet? What's with the size of your head? Why is it so big?
It's been beat around a lot.
Holy smokes.
It's swollen.
It's swollen. Are you okay? Did you get stung by a bee? Did you get hit by Jake Paul? Did he punch you in the face? Is that what happened? Your head swole?
Well, I've got Monty with me, and he protects me.
Yeah, Monty's got a large nose. I'd punch that thing from across the room. Seriously, I would just be like...
You'd like to punch him.
What's with the old guy with the mustache? I can beat that guy up, too. What do you want? What are you, 110 years old over there laughing with your little glass up? You look like Santa Claus without his beard. Put a pillow up in your shirt, you'd be like Santa Claus. You look all jolly over there with your gray mustache and your round glasses. How's Mrs. Claus? Never mind, I already know.
Wowee.
Wait, Mike.
What's the matter? I'm going to play. I got to play a song. We got music to play. What are you doing?
No, but you forgot somebody. Oh, the guy in the other studio.
Oh, Four Eyes. Hey, Four Eyes. How you doing in there?
No, he didn't forget.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How many podcasts do you normally listen to, like, in a week?
Only this one. Oh, how many? Ooh,
like different ones.
None.
None. Absolutely. How many different podcasts do you listen to in a week, Bruce?
I have to agree with Warren.
Zero. Zero is the number. Monty? Yes.
If you count the shorts, probably dozens, but I don't listen to a full podcast.
Kevin James.
Whose shorts are you looking at?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All righty. Let's have some civility here.
All righty then.
All right.
Back on track?
Yeah.
What again?
Civility. We'll talk after.
Senility okay. is what he said.
Senility.
Well, you got that. That's, you got that with Bruce and I.
Covered. Check that box.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, what do you got?
Mom, why did you have to do it? Why did you have to go and make him mad, Mom?
Oh, no.
Mom.
A 20-year-old Taiwanese man got so mad after his elderly mother threw away his prized comic book collection.
Oh, no.
How mad was he?
She didn't have his consent. He was so mad, Warren, that he took her to court.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
64-year-old woman says she threw away her son's 32-volume Attack on Titan Magna collection. Mm-hmm. No idea what this means, but apparently it's a big deal if you like comic books. The two were living together. She got fed up with her son's ever-growing comic collection, and she just said, well, he was out and about. She decided to clean it up and toss it.
Clean up time, yeah. There's no way she had any idea of the value.
Right.
To her, it was just this annoying habit he has.
Let me tell you, it's not even that big of a value, I don't think. He's just upset that it was his collection.
Sure.
He filed a complaint against his mother, later took it to court.
Oh, my goodness.
For destroying his personal property without consent. The judge did issue a verdict in the case, fining the mother 5,000 Taiwanese dollars, also known as $160.
Okay.
For the property damage.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they valued them at.
Should be fun to continue to live there after you just sued your mom.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have Thanksgiving dinner over there. So
probably a good idea.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Special sandwich just for you.
Have you guys ever had something that you're, you know, a parent or maybe later in life a spouse has thrown away that made you pretty mad? Where you were like, you know, why did you have to throw that away?
I can't think of really anything that, don't really collect a bunch of stuff, so I can't think of anything that ways that would have gotten tossed out.
I wished I didn't.
Yeah. Anything that's gotten thrown away by a parent or a spouse?
My wife, just some t-shirts.
T-shirts, yeah.
They don't need
these anymore.
Just because the right arm's ripped off it doesn't mean it's still not good.
I guess there's a hole in the arm.
There's a time and a place for that shirt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bruce, anything that got thrown away?
She hasn't, but would like to.
Yeah, I imagine the kids come up.
Oh, yes. Actually, I had some dishes that I got when I was in the service. She says, can't we move these down in the basement? I don't care.
Right.
Just don't throw them away.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like dishes that have some sort of significance to you because...
I bought them when I was in Japan. In Perth.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Brought them back on the ship.
I got you. Wow. All right. Yeah, I get that.
That is cool or nothing. But
right. Monty, anything?
Oh, no. My wife has a pretty wide pathway when it comes to that. If it's got holes in it, I don't even care.
She's just whatever you do, she's okay with it.
No, I mean, no, throwing it away. Whatever.
And you don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, she made the decision. You're like, whatever. Yeah, I got nothing that I care about.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as that goes, but anything else we discuss, I mean, there's never.
Wow.
If it's on her side of the closet, it's all you do whatever you want.
When you say this side.
The one spot I do not care.
The entire closet.
Yeah.
I've got a drawer.
I was going to say, what's the percentage of your quote unquote side?
Actually,
of the closet?
No. I actually have two full bars, actually.
Oh, baby. Wow, yeah.
One bar is just for t-shirts.
So you hang your shirts, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Fancy, man.
What a guy, this guy over here. I see. What do you got on today? I was impressed by it. What was it again? Oh, no, the Ghostbusters shirt.
Yes. Very nice. Ghost. I had one from my mom that...
When she made you throw away your Mustang?
Oh, I was very upset with her. The two times I was probably most upset. Obviously, the whole Mustang incident.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I don't want to get worked up.
It's still
Well, you're probably glad you're not here today, Kevin, because somebody drove in a brand new one, and I know that's not what you had.
Really?
But there's a brand new, well, it looks brand new. It might be one of those new to you kind of things, but there's a Mustang parked. You guys saw it, right? You walked right past it.
I didn't notice it.
It was dark out.
And
I was too busy
scary.
Looking at the rig with the flat tire.
Yeah.
I was just looking for anything. It was dark outside.
You were just afraid. Yeah, it's
scary.
Parked right by the gate. You saw it, Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve did
it's
not.
It's a red Mustang.
Maybe it wasn't here.
Do you know what a Mustang looks like?
Anyway,
it's
Kevin.
Red. That's a great question. Do you know what a Mustang looks like?
Enough. Could you pick a Mustang out of a lineup, do you think?
I mean, if it was next to a Toyota Corolla.
And you got the option, which one's the Mustang? He'd probably get it
Jay,
right.
It was a pair of sweatpants that was, you know, sweatpants that they got worn out. So I cut them off at the knee, right?
Oh, yeah. Made shorts
out of them. I shredded them or frayed them, if you will.
Yeah.
I cut it up so that like they had like a fray.
Like fringe, yeah.
Fringe, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Absolutely.
And I had those like all the way around it. I thought they were the coolest thing.
Oh, we call
them all the time.
Kevin, we call that getting caught in a chainsaw.
No, that's what it looked like. And I thought they were so stinking cool, Monty. I remember wearing them.
Of course you did. And I can totally see that, Kevin.
Oh, gosh, I wore them a lot. And one time I was home for summer. You know, working out on the farm or whatever. When I came home for the summer,
they were gone.
They disappeared.
Yeah.
So I was like 19 years old, probably.
That was your signature article of clothing, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, they were my thing. I mean, it was like Frenchie was pretty well known for wearing those pants.
Well, yeah.
And did your mom own up to it?
Oh yeah,
she's proud of it.
Very clear. She said. They had rips. They were starting to get holes. There was a hole in the butt of them. There was all these. And, you know, and I said, well, Mom, you've got a hole in your butt, and I'm not throwing you away.
You know what?
Okay. Oh, yikes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kind of subdued, understated today. A little, maybe classy is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, classy.
I mean, maybe not, but.
Kevin James.
That's how I would describe these three gentlemen.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Doggone it. How much do we owe you today?
Right. You don't know us very well.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Who? Bum bum.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Where?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Everybody, Monty's giving me the look.
I'm just going to punch him in the throat.
Oh, wow. That escalated very quickly.
I didn't have to escalate quickly. I wouldn't
fight you, Monty, so don't even
worry. A starting point. That's not an escalation.
Hey, just know this. Steve is my protector.
Come on, bring it, Steve.
I'm sorry. I got to run.
Oh, shoot.
He's like, don't volunteer me for that. Yeah. Beat the Show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're playing for a $25 gift certificate to Indaba Coffee Roasters. We thank them so greatly. Dylan, what's happening?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Enjoying Friday.
I as well.
Ditto.
Big plans for the weekend?
Oh, no, just projects around the house.
Yeah.
The honey-do list.
Oh, golly. Yeah, we got those, don't we?
Getting stuff ready for winter, basically, at this point?
I didn't catch it.
Absolutely. Still in the woodshed.
His name is Dylan.
Dylan.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know what's kind of interesting? Do you think what's better, a honey-do list or a honey-don't list?
Ooh. Depends on if I can go fishing or not.
Hey!
That's great. Yeah, that is great, answer. Yeah.
Watermelon always, I felt better. Like I always had a lot of honey don't
list. Well, the honey don't list like, is laminated and hung on the refrigerator, that's always the same.
Honey, don't do that.
I have a question for you. Are you a Marshall?
Dylan, no, Marshall, sir. Dylan.
Marshall Dylan?
I get it.
Come on.
You know what? Get out.
Oh, really?
Like that
sorry, Dylan.
That was
sorry.
It's his middle name.
Yeah.
Dylan Marshall.
Yeah. All right. Coffee is the category, guys. We'll see in about 60 seconds.
Coffee.
Yeah. Oh, Monty's excited.
Gosh, they're very excited.
Oh, maybe all of them, yeah.
To the point of annoyment. Dylan, 7 questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Here we go.
All righty. Who is the sponsor of Beat the Show?
Bermuda Coffee.
Cactus in a Coffee Can is a Reba McEntire song. What is her new NBC show called?
Ooh.
Hello?
Pass on them.
Mm-hmm.
What is the espresso-based coffee drink that is traditionally prepared with steam milk, including a layer of milk foam?
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness gracious. My wife would kill me.
That's on the don't
list. Espresso shot. Americano.
What is the name of the coffee shop in Seinfeld?
Pass.
Fill in the blank. The best part of waking up is blank in your cup.
Dunkin' in your cup.
There is a coffee scene in Pulp Fiction, completely edited out of the TV version. Who is the director of that movie?
Oh, goodness. Steven Spielberg.
What popular coffee company has a green mythological creature as their logo?
Oh, pass.
All right, we'll see. Right. Let's see how it goes. Ooh, whistle, here, nice Dylan.
Whistle. I don't know. My cut out on me, so I couldn't hear you guys the first time.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah,
all right. Where'd they go?
I don't have a lot of confidence in the Friday crew with this round.
Yeah, come on.
Talk about losing track of time. It's a one. Wait,
oh, Steve Hawk. It was Steve Hawk.
I'll wait.
That makes sense.
Sorry. Hey.
I was like, they went with me.
The show, yeah. The part of the beat the show part, yeah. you are the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The contest lasts 60 seconds.
Yeah, and 30, you were over there at Steve Hawk's little office there 5 seconds later.
I know. He was talking to me about the music that he gets.
Minus 2 points for you.
Yeah, please do.
Piffle, I'm sorry, guys.
I'll take it.
Here we go. Pass if you get stuck. Who's got the extra question today?
I think
I'm
going to
choose. Yeah, you know what? I am choosing you.
Yeah.
Because I like Dylan more than I like you right now. Yeah. So you know what? You get the extra question. Congratulations.
Well, he could get them right.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
This is going to be so great.
Oh, so great.
Is it, though?
Here we go.
All right.
All right.
Question one, who is the sponsor of Beat the Show?
Oh, Abacalo Coffee.
Cactus in a Coffee Can is a Reba McEntire song. What is her new NBC show called?
Reba?
What is the espresso-based coffee drink that is traditionally prepared with steamed milk, including a layer of milk foam?
Latte.
What is the name of the coffee shop in Seinfeld?
Oh, it's Roger's Coffee House.
Yep, that's it.
Fill in the blank. The best part of waking up is blank in your cup.
Olders.
I want that one.
Finally got one.
There is a coffee scene in Pulp Fiction, completely edited out of the TV version. Who is the director of that movie, Pulp Fiction?
Pass.
What popular coffee company has a green mythological creature as their logo?
Oh, I know this one, but I can't think. Have a cup of U-Ban for dessert. U-Ban.
Was that your answer?
That's my answer.
That was amazing.
Was it?
What? I know. There's actually steam coming out of his ears.
That was incredible. You know what?
But
let's see how we did.
Okay.
I don't think we did that good.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
It was such a promising category.
It was. Oh, my gosh. No, Kevin, the looks on the faces with the questions, I wish you were here.
Oh, boy.
This is the most I've ever wished you were here. The looks on their faces every time the question came up. Didn't matter what the question was.
You could just feel it.
Oh, it was
just palpable.
Let's see how we did, guys. Here we go. All right.
Who is the sponsor of Beat the Show?
Dylan said Bermuda Coffee, and Warren said something like Abacalo.
Yeah,
Abacalo.
The Urbana? Is it right down here off of Monroe?
It's Indaba. Something
Indaba.
New that we all need to learn. Yeah. Indaba.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say Indaba Daba Doo.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, Monty, Indaba.
Yeah, I actually drove by it the other day. There's the sponsor.
Yeah, you should go in there, and the places are nice. So anyway, Indaba Coffee, that is our sponsor. Indaba Coffee Roasters. Yeah.
There we go.
No points, I guess.
Better write that down.
I mean, you guys were all close.
Yeah.
Yabba Dabba Doo Coffee.
Indaba Doo, yeah.
Indaba Doo.
A Cactus in a Coffee Can is a Reba McEntire song. What is her new NBC show called?
Dylan passed, and Monty went with Reba, the old show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they've been promoting it now. It's kind of like I mean, we knew about it for a while, but now they're actually running promos for it. Have you seen the promos for it?
I have not.
I think I'm going to watch it. It's like, I think it either starts tomorrow or the next Friday. I think tonight.
Is it a comedy show again?
It is, yeah.
Happy's Place.
Happy's Place.
Yeah.
Because it's her dad's name was Happy. Happy's Place. She runs her dad's place. It's a thing.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no points.
What is the espresso-based coffee drink that is traditionally prepared with steamed milk, including a layer of milk foam?
Right. Dylan's answer was, my wife's going to kill me. Then he went...
That's fantastic.
He went with espresso, then he changed to Americano. Either one, doesn't matter, wouldn't have been right. Bruce said...
Latte.
Latte.
Teddy.
Can I make a guess?
I mean, just for the way you said it. Latte.
Latte.
Hey, can I get a latte?
Hey.
Suddenly you are, you know what? Latte.
Incorrect.
Cappuccino, correct?
Cappuccino, yes.
Oh, son of an ugly.
I don't know drinks that
latte.
Well.
Latte.
I mean, I like, I just get coffee. It's
I have spaghetti for hair, and I have a latte.
Valid answer. Mm.
Still, I mean, guys, guess what?
Zero.
Still no points.
Oh, man. For anybody.
Yeah.
What is the name of the coffee shop in Seinfeld?
Dylan passed, and Warren went with Roger's Coffee House, I think. Yeah. Something along those
lines.
Something
like that.
Yeah. Monks was what we were looking
so
for.
So close.
Oh, Pete? So Pete far. Monk.
Yeah,
Pete. He was a neighbor of ours.
Of course it was.
fill in the blank. The best part of waking up is so blank easy. In your cup.
Dylan's not old enough for that. He said Duncan. Duncan really? In your cup. Yeah. You guys knew Folgers because you're all 100.
Folgers in your cup.
You guys are now have negative one.
How could that be?
Because, well,
you lost 2 points because two of your partners over here were over there.
Gallivanting.
Yes, they were. Yeah.
It was so fun, though.
Negative one to zero.
Okay.
Wow. There's a coffee scene in Pulp Fiction, completely edited out of the TV version. Who is the director of that movie?
Extraneous information on the editing, but it was Dylan said Spielberg. You guys passed.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, was it really? I didn't know that.
Still negative one to zero.
He made it big, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was in that show.
I mean, it's pretty big, yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, I mean, that was...
Let's see how we did in the last question.
Okay.
What popular coffee company has a green mythological creature as their logo?
Dylan didn't get that one either. You said Eubank?
Uban.
Uban coffee.
Uban. Oh, no, Uban. Uban. Yeah.
Have a cup of Uban for dessert.
Yeah. Have you heard of Starbucks at all?
Yeah. Oh.
Starbucks. Oh, that's that
green... Yeah, green mythical creature.
Lady.
Yeah. Starbucks. Heard of it?
Which of the...
I have heard of it.
Yeah. You know, Jay, you are correct.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Dylan.
He was unsure.
Zeros across the board, but we're still going to get you some Indaba coffee roasters.
Well, he won by zero to negative one.
He did, yeah, because you guys were late.
I'm sorry.
So congrats, man.
I wasn't. Don't put me in that category.
Yes. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. That was your scolding, fellas.
Oh, I felt
these
it.
Two. These two fellas.
I'm not even. Monty grew up with a lot of brothers. Can you tell?
I do not want to be put into that category.
I've never seen anybody point a finger.
These guys right here.
I'm not even looking up from the counter.
Not even looking up.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Dryer. Washer. I mean, it seemed like the obvious one.
Bolt.
Oh, I get it—a bolt in the washer. Yeah, I like what you changed up there. Bolt to you, Bruce. Say Hussein. Hussein Bolt. No, get it? He's one fastest man in the world, Warren.
Yeah,
you knew that.
Yeah.
Nut.
Kevin James.
Just say your own name,
Warren.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day. What do you say?
Well, 58% of men, we would all be men, we would all fall in this category, say that they have a meal that they can prepare that they think is impressive. Ooh. Or that people will, that they'll impress people with.
Like, yeah, it's their go-to, yeah.
I can make my blank, and you're going to like it.
All right, Warren, what's your meal?
Breakfast sandwich.
Ooh. That's actually true.
And I've changed it now. I use sourdough bread.
Oh. Prove it.
Next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
Sourdough bread.
I feel like it's a lot to ask because I know it's quite a bit goes into it.
Yeah, but cheese and
I don't
and
mind egg asking
and,
anyway.
And two patties of sausage instead of one.
Oh,
oh well, there's the secret ingredient right there.
And do you separate those or are they on top of each other?
They're on top of each other, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Separate mine, would you?
Yeah, okay. One on bottom. Thank you. Yeah, bottom top. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Bruce is all on top of this.
Yeah.
What about you, Steve?
Yeah, Steve, what's
sausage,
your
sausage, cheese,
me?
Egg, sourdough bread?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Does it sound good?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he, I mean, Steve would probably take 3-4 days to eat it, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Some apple juice.
What's your
orange juice? Orange
pop. What's your go-to, what are you cooking over there, Brewster?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the Kraft open the box one?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Open the box one. Attaboy.
There we
impressive.
Go.
I'm not a very good cook.
Yeah,
so.
That's okay.
Pancakes.
What do you got for us, Monty?
Oh, I'm a griddle guy. Not the.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah, yeah. We've got an outdoor griddle, and I make a. I call it the kitchen sink, and it really is just everything you can find in the fridge, and you grill it.
Is it more like a breakfast food, or
no? This is a
more like a dinner or something.
It could be breakfast too if you substitute put eggs and bacon in it. Huh. But I do bacon chicken as the base.
That's the core of it,
and then potatoes.
Wow.
And then anything else like broccoli, carrots, and just grill it with no seasoning, and it really.
What about
amazing.
Pickles?
I've eaten it with pickles.
Okay. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Warren?
Monty, have you ever made chili? Yeah, you did when we came down to your house that day. God, that was good.
He still talks about
it. I'm not a chili guy, but that was good.
Yeah, it was good chili, Monty.
Good
That's
chili.
What I'd probably say I would do is probably just chili or spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, well, you've always had a good chili.
Can I add to that?
Yes, sir.
To yours?
Yeah, please do.
That thing you do in the crock pot with the...
Oh, the breakfast stuff?
With the...
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
And the
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is,
yeah, whatever that thing's
I've
called.
I've tried to, I don't know, breakfast something.
It is good, though, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried to emulate it, and it just doesn't work.
You do the hash browns and the eggs, and then you do cheese, that, then more eggs, more cheese, more hash browns. Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That might be why you're having trouble because of that thing you said. You're trying to do something to it.
Emulate.
Yeah, that could be what's wrong.
Emulate.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Just because you don't know what I say doesn't mean you have to make fun of what
you know
I say.
I'm not making fun.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Monty, okay. I don't put any emulate in it.
You should try some emulate because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't make it too spicy.
Yeah, that'll make it way too spicy. And then you add some emulate. People are like, wait, what? What? Wait, whoa. Huh? I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah,
just a pinch, yeah. Steve-O Steve, what do you got in there?
Oh, mean PB&J.
Yeah.
Cheese pizza.
Why is it so mean? You got anything special you add to your PB&J?
Don't start with me, Jay.
Okay. Why are you so angry? Why are you hurting so much?
Yeah. Is it on a biscuit or a bread? Or
oh, bread.
Bread.
Yeah. Don't complicate it, Warren.
So, Steve, they're really nice slices.
White or wheat?
White bread.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just don't really cook, do you?
Not really. Nah. I mean, pasta and stuff and, you know.
What? Okay. So you're going home. You're making yourself dinner. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Maybe some chicken or... burgers or whatever.
Like, what do you do with chicken? Are we baking it in the oven? Are you?
I'm very curious. Same with you, Kevin.
Yeah. I'm actually intrigued.
I'm very.
Well, how do we do this chicken you speak of?
I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Oh.
But I'll put it like in a frying pan, and you know.
So you're buying chicken breasts?
Yeah.
Is this
right?
And then you put them in a pan. You put the lid on it. Put a little water in there or something, and then
no lid.
No lid.
No, just
no lid. Okay, so you're cooking the whole breast, or are you?
That's a great question. Cubing
it up.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. If
and
I'm
adding it
skillet.
To a little like pasta or something.
Yeah,
are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you mixing some stuff up?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Are you just eating a
well, good for you, my
slab
friend.
Of chicken.
Well, sometimes just a slab.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, sometimes put that on bread.
Yeah, but spices? Any sort of spicing on?
Oh no.
No.
Oh,
heaven forbid you make it taste good.
Garlic and Johnny seasoning salt, maybe?
Oh, maybe, huh? Yeah. I don't think he's interested.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Kevin, what kind of chicken are you making?
I would say that I have like this teriyaki chicken that I do.
Ooh, yum.
Or barbecued chicken thighs are real delicious. But if I were sticking inside, I'd go with this teriyaki chicken, and it's a...
That sounds good.
It's just so good where you get it in little slices and then you just glaze it and burn it and it just has that beautiful. It's like it reminds me a lot of like what's that place called that we love so much? It's right up the street here.
Golden noodle.
Not noodle at all. Aloha.
Aloha Island Grill.
Right there at the right there. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Right next to the golden noodle, Warren.
Yeah, the golden noodle.
Right by the golden noodle.
Right next to
right next to Bob's Mufflers.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a leather place, Tandy Leather. It used to be Napa Auto Parts Incorporated.
Oh, that's not interesting.
Wait, the golden noodle, is that the one in the box?
Roger's Coffee is right there, too.
Roger's Coffee. No.
Yeah, and stuff on it.
No, I was thinking of the, I don't know.
Golden Dragon?
Well, that's a good one. But that isn't the one I was thinking of either.
I don't think there's a noodle golden or golden corral. Anything that's near Aloha.
Yeah, this probably isn't.
Oh, no, probably not.
Oh, I know. Golden Arches.
That is right by it.
Golden Gate, Jay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of things, you know, restaurants with golden in
well,
it.
Well, it's they do the teriyaki chicken and the General Tso's chicken and the...
But you Panda want, Express.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, wow.
Golden Panda Express.
I couldn't remember. Could you tell?